This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
I'm so grateful this Thanksgiving to Almighty God for all that he's done in my life. Now, each and every one of you can and should make your own list as well for all that God's done in your life. Now, back to Psalm 103 for a couple minutes. Let's unpack these blessings here in this psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless, Hebrew word, barak. And interestingly, the word finds its origins in the word for knee. Your knee is where this word barak comes from. So to bless has the sense of bowing the knee in blessing. Quite the truth then, as we considered, God blesses us. Used 324 times in the Old Testament is this word barak, bless. Like this verse, oh come let us worship and bow down. Let us barak, let us kneel before the Lord our maker. So bless the Lord, oh my soul. My soul. Soul is the word nefesh in Hebrew. My inner being. Bless his holy name. That's the name of Jehovah, Yahweh. The one who is and was and is to come. The great I am, the name of the Lord. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He's also to be feared above all gods. 1 Chronicles 16:25. Psalm 48:1. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God and its holy mountain. Psalm 96:4, the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Psalm 145:3, great is the Lord and great to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. And yet he loves and saved you. Think about that. Almighty God speaks the universe into existence, and yet he loves you. He wrote and he said in Isaiah, your name is written in his hands. Church, let's praise the Lord in the house today. Now let's return to the scene of the... Let's offer up some thanksgiving here to God. Verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Boy, I talk about a benefits package. Good night. Forget not all of his benefits. Now, his benefits aren't tied into the money market or 401k or someone else's union dues or taxes. But God owns it all and the cattle on a thousand hills. It all belongs to him. He said to Job, everything under heaven belongs to me. Benefits package. He loads you down with benefits. Look at this benefits package. Number one, instead of social security, you have eternal security. How's that one for starters? Your name's written in a book of life. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sakes we're killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for slaughter. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. He invented a Greek word here, hupernikeo. Nikeo, where our word Nike comes from. You put on your feet. Hupernikeo, super conquerors. That's what you are in Jesus' name. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any created thing will be able to separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You've got eternal security. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me, Jesus said. I give to them eternal life and they will never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. I and the Father are one. John 10:28. Instead of a 401k, you have a great hope for the future. A guaranteed hope. A promised hope. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Eye is not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men that which God has prepared for those that love him. Eye is not seen. You've never seen it. Ear is not heard. You've never heard it. Nor is entered into the hearts of men. That is, you've never thunk it. Is thunk a word? Well, it is now in the Esposito's Word of Dictionaries. I guarantee you this, you've got no idea. I wish your mother was here to hear this. What's waiting on the other side for believers? You've never seen it. Not on TV. Unimaginable. You've never heard it. You've never dreamed it in your heart, what God has got waiting for you when you die and leave this world. And when the angels come and take you away. With the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now the Bible says that God loads us down like an overweighted donkey. Or an old Three Stooges when Curly's carrying a piano. His legs are like that and he's all squished down like that. Down to the ground. Loaded down. That's how you are with benefits from God. He's daily, not just once a week or once a month or every Thanksgiving. He daily loads you down with good things. Amen. This is the time to get excited. Clap. That's all right. A minute to get a drink. I was saying to Carol earlier, I was thinking about the 10 lepers. Jesus healed 10 lepers of leprosy. And only one returned to give him glory. And Jesus said, where are the other 9? Weren't there 10 of you that were healed? Is there only one person that's returned to give glory to God? Are you grateful today for all that God's done for you? Those that have been forgiven of much, love much. Those are the greatest, most powerful saints I've ever seen. Are those that people that God has snatched out of the hellfire. The Lord Jesus also said, regarding your 401k. He said, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust can corrupt and where thieves can't break in and steal. This 401k can't go bankrupt, but you've got to lay it up here by the works that you're doing here. Revelation 14, it says your works are going to follow you like a faithful dog following behind you. Will be your works. Where is that in the Bible? Revelation 13, verse 14. Blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. Your works are going to follow you. Lay up works up in heaven that no one can steal. That no rust can corrupt. I got this great Jesus license plate, and it's destroyed now because rust has destroyed it. Verse 3, an attitude of gratitude, really a continuation of the Lord's benefits package, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. It says in Colossians 1:14 and Ephesians 1:7, and whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. So as we thank God for forgiveness of our sins, we worship and adore the Son of God who paid the price for us and died in our place and made forgiveness possible by his death on the cross. Because of this great love and mercy of God who loves us and wants to have communion with us, of which we're about to partake of in just a moment. In the meantime, let's let the psalmist remind us a little more of why we should offer up thanksgiving to God. It also says he heals us of all of our diseases. Friends, we wouldn't last a moment in this sin-infected world without God healing us daily of the things which invade our bodies. I mean, people die of sickness in this world, but if you had any idea how many things God has healed you from, you'll find out someday, probably, if he feels like telling us. Haven't you ever had that feeling or known before that something bad was going to happen and out of nowhere someone protected you from it? Traffic accident? Falling asleep driving? Slipping on a banana peel? I know everyone can relate to that. Sometimes we're not healed. You win either way. This is why people can laugh or smile at a Christian funeral. Because it's not the end. Last funeral in here was Roy Edwards. I've never seen so many smiles in this church. Everyone loved Roy. But we got the joy of knowing where Roy is going when he leaves this world. That's how we can smile at a funeral. Eye is not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men that which God has prepared for those that love him. Until the angels come and take you away, then you don't need faith anymore. Hallelujah. Who redeems your life, verse 4, Psalm 103, verse 4, redeems your life from destruction. Think about that. Slow down this morning. Think about this. He redeems your life from destruction. And it says he crowns you. I love that. He crowns you. God's going to crown you today. Where's the dog? I would never do that. What does God crown you with? He crowns you with, what does it say? Loving kindness. The most famous Hebrew word in all of the Hebrew language. It's the word hesed. H-E-S-E-D. Loving kindness. Offer up. Why offer up thanksgiving to God today and this upcoming week and every day, I hope? Why? Because God has redeemed your life from destruction and he's delivered your soul from hellfire. And he's redeemed you by accepting the offering made by his son on your behalf. And again, the Lord's crowned us with hesed. I once heard J. Vernon McGee explain what this word hesed, loving kindness, means. He said this. He said a young child was asked if they knew the difference between kindness and loving kindness. And she goes, yeah, I know the difference. Kindness is when you ask your mother for some toast and she gives it to you. Loving kindness is when you ask your mother for some toast and she puts butter and jelly on it without you asking for it. And that's loving kindness.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at